I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports from Vatican City on Pope Francis's condition and what it means for the papacy.
Vatican says Pope Francis is conscious but is continuing to receive high flows of supplemental oxygen to help him breathe. That after he was declared to be in critical condition after a respiratory crisis on Saturday. His condition, though, has raised the question of what happens if a pope becomes unconscious or otherwise incapacitated. The answer is nothing. There is no provision in canon law for an incapacitated pope. Francis continues being pope.
That's AP's Nicole Winfield. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on Israel's ramping up of West Bank's offensive and delays of the Palestinian prisoner handover.
Israel delays the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, saying it wants assurances Hamas will no longer subject hostages to what it calls humiliating handovers after six hostages were freed Saturday, reuniting with their families. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says 63 hostages remain, but about half are dead, including a soldier captured in 2014. Israel also says for the coming year, troops will remain in parts of the occupied West Bank, where they've launched a weeks-long offensive, and would prevent tens of thousands of Palestinians from returning home as Israel deepens its crackdown on the Palestinian territory. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration says it's placing all but a fraction of its staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development on leave worldwide and eliminating at least 1,600 U.S.-based jobs. The notices were sent to USAID workers and viewed Sunday by the Associated Press. It comes after a federal judge on Friday allowed the administration to move forward with pulling thousands of USAID staffers off the job in the U.S. and around the world. This is VOA News. The leaders of France and Britain are making visits to Washington this week, VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
It's part of European efforts to persuade U.S. President Donald Trump not to abandon Ukraine in pursuit of a peace deal in the three-year-old war with Russia. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been reluctant to openly confront Trump and speaks of being a bridge between Europe and the U.S. administration. While French President Emmanuel Macron has more strongly criticized Trump's statements and U.S. moves to negotiate with Moscow, both leaders maintain that Ukraine must not be sidelined in peace talks. Macron is due at the White House on Monday and Starmer on Thursday. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Germany's conservatives won the national election on Sunday, but a fractured vote handed the far-right alternative for Germany its best-ever result in second place and left conservative leader Friedrich Merz facing messy coalition talks. Reuters' Lisa Bernard.
In a historic showing, the far-right alternative for Germany, or AfD, won roughly 20% of the vote, marking the first time since World War II that a far-right party has come in second in a German national election. Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats tumbled to third, his party's worst showing since the Second World War. Merz inherits an ailing economy, a society split over migration, and a country whose security is caught between a confrontational U.S. and an assertive Russia and China.
That's Reuters' Lisa Bernard. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is signaling that his country and the U.S. may be drawing closer to a deal on U.S. access to Ukrainian minerals. Zelensky told a forum in Kyiv on Sunday that he was open to brokering a deal that would let the U.S. profit from its country's minerals, but that a $500 billion sum initially proposed as compensation for its wartime assistance to Kyiv has been removed from the discussions. U.S. officials have expressed confidence that a deal could be reached this week. Congo's president says he's going to launch a unity government as violence spreads across the country's east and pressure mounts over his handling of the crisis. On Saturday, in some of his first statements since the rebels captured major cities in eastern Congo, President Felix Tshisekedi told a meeting of the Sacred Union of the Nation ruling coalition that he would reach out to the opposition. M23 rebels, the most prominent of more than 100 armed groups vying for control and influence in eastern Congo, have swept through the region, seizing key cities and killing some 3,000 people. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.